our car broke down on the highway while we were in a storm after we left the market. But as luck would have it, there was a garage and mechanic close by. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Jay, and on today's English lesson, I am going to teach you two expressions that you can use to help you speak English more fluently. Now, if you're looking for ways to practice and test your English knowledge, I will have a question of the day and a short quiz at the end of today's lesson. So you want to make sure you hang around until the end because we're going to have a good time today. Now, the first English expression or phrase that I want to teach you is as luck would have it. As luck would have it. Now, you would use this phrase when you're describing a situation that is influenced by what some people call good or bad fortune. So, for example, you may say, as luck would have it, we just got our tires changed on our car and then we ran over a nail. As luck would have it, my phone was acting up and not working properly, but I didn't have to take it back to the store because I figured out the problem, as luck would have it. Now, the second English phrase that you can use is by the same token. By the same token. Now, this English expression is what you would use to introduce a related point or idea. So, for example, you may say, today's dinner was really good, hon. And by the same token, I hope the dessert tastes just as well. Or you may say, my daughter excels in doing her chores and her schoolwork without anyone helping her. By the same token, she has great leadership skills. So these are two different English expressions that you can use by the same token and as luck would have it. Make sure you practice these so you can become more fluent when it comes to having English conversations. Now, let's get into today's quiz question. I really enjoy the quiz, and let me say thanks for everyone that participates and leave answers down in the comment section. I have three questions today. Let's see if you can get all of these correct. What does the word expand mean? Is it to shrink, to grow, to break, or to hide? Make sure you leave your answer down in the comment section. The second question is a fill in the blank. The team worked hard to blank a solution to the complex problem. Is it devise, deceive, decimate, or derive? Which one of these answers best completes the sentence? And finally, another fill in the blank question. Jenny felt a sense of blank when she received the award for her outstanding achievements. Would you use the word nostalgia, trepidation, jubilation, or apprehension? Make sure you leave the answers down in the comments section. And if you have to pause, go ahead and pause or rewind, and let's see if you can get all three of today's questions correct. Now, for today's question of the day, it's a simple question. But when I looked at myself, I found out this was something that was very relevant to me. What is a recent book that you have read? Now, I must be honest. When I was a younger man, I did not do a lot of reading. And here's a quick tip. One of the reasons I didn't do a lot of reading was because I was reading or forced to read different things that I really wasn't interested in. The trick that I learned to reading more is just reading things that are interesting to you. It could be about food, it could be about fashion, it could be about flying an airplane. But as long as it interests you, I believe it should be something that you read. Now, reading is very beneficial. Not only can you use reading to help you improve your English, but reading also helps you to learn things you did not know. Reading also exercises your mind, and reading is a great form of entertainment. You know, it helps better to read than watch television or play on your phone. And so for me, I recently finished a book about Judge Greg Mathis. Now, here in the United States, he is an attorney or a judge that comes on television. And I was curious to learn about who he was outside of just television. So I found a book about him. Actually, it's a memoir, and it talks about his upbringing, what his family life was like, all of the mischievous deeds that he did in the street, his drug use, the problems that he caused his mother, his brothers that were in the military. But he eventually redeemed his life and started getting his act together as his mother was dying, and told her he would graduate from high school and eventually college. And he did that. And it talks about his journey. And it was just a really, really good book. And the lessons in here have to do with perseverance, goal setting, and interacting with different types of people. So this was an easy read. It didn't take me long to finish this particular book. This book was about 196 pages, and I really enjoyed it. Now, another book that I am reading, this one is called Coming Clean, and it is about George Valdez, who was the head of the Medellin drug cartel. He was responsible for bringing 80 to 90% of the cocaine into the United States from Colombia. And I'm telling you, this is a good book. Oh my goodness. Now, this book is longer. It's 295 pages. I'm on 180 or 181, but this is a great book about his upbringing, how his parents raised him to do right, to fear God, but how he didn't believe in God, and how he came and how he started school here in the United States, wanted to be an accountant. And during the 70s, people that were in the streets and doing crime, they were drawn to him, his professionalism, and they offered him a position to start bogus companies in other countries so they could launder their drug money. And these were the Colombian cartel. And so he decided to do it, and he was making big money. Then they persuaded him to sell drugs, and he said he had never used drugs, and he had never had any type of history with drugs because he knew they were deadly. But sure enough, when he saw how much money he could make, he started bringing drugs from other countries, Bolivia, Colombia, all into the United States. And he was making millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. To one point, he was making $1 million a week doing drugs. And so it talks about his downfall and how he changed his life. And this is a really, really good book, and I am really enjoying it. Coming Clean. I saw his interview on YouTube, and I was curious about him, and so I've been reading. And so most of the books, amazingly, have to do with criminals I've been reading about lately, but they're very intriguing. And some of the stories that you find in people's lives, that intrigues me. Some of the things that people have went through. He talked about how he was locked up in Panama, and he was tortured for a couple of weeks. Oh, it was gruesome. It was just very gruesome. And the torture was happening by government officials. One in particular, they broke a broom. Oh, stuck it up one man's rectum. Oh, he talked about that. But he didn't break. He didn't snitch. he stayed loyal to what he believed in. And so it's just a really, really entertaining book. And just eye-opening about some of the things that go on that I never knew happened in people's lives. So let me know down in the comments section, what book have you read recently? And if you haven't read a book recently, be honest with me and let me know. Say, look, I haven't read a book in maybe 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Let me know down in the comments section. And this video has gone a little bit longer than anticipated, but I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope you have learned something. And if you have, I hope I have earned a like. Share this with a friend. And if you're not a subscriber, make sure you subscribe. My name is Jay. I hope you have a fantastic day and join me on my next video. I hope to see you later.